To our next story now. The U.S. military is leaving behind a deadly legacy in Afghanistan. As a deadline for its troop withdrawal draws near, it'll leave nearly 1,300 square kilometers of land littered with undetonated explosives. Most of the dangerous sites have been poorly marked. The contaminated land is twice as big as New York City. It'll take up to 5 years to clean up the ranges. Meanwhile, UN Mine Action Coordination Center has reported that at least 70 people, most of them children, have been killed at the sites during the past 2 years. It warns that the casualties are likely to increase dramatically. Some reports suggest the real casualty numbers could be much higher. A study by the Washington Post reveals that 14 cases were not recorded in the UN report. Press News Fires Khorshid joins me from Kabul for more on this. Fires, what can the Afghan government and world organizations do to protect the civilians?
Well, I think they have a long and big task ahead to clean these military bases now. As you know, the major forces are handing over most of their military bases to the Afghan forces now. It's mostly in the south and eastern parts of this country, but they are not going to clean those bases. And these military facilities are still contaminated with bombs, and it's a big risk to the lives of Afghan civilians as well. And we have been told that it's mostly children who are paying the highest price for these bombs now. Most of them have lost their lives because of these contaminated military bases of American and NATO forces in this country. And I talked with some Afghan officials just an hour ago, and they told me that it was the responsibility, the job of American and NATO forces to do this. Now, it remains to be seen whether the next government of Afghanistan would be able to take a tangible action to clean these military bases. So far, they have not been able to do that because it's a large area, it's a big task. They have to talk with the mining companies as well to do this now and to save the lives of local villagers in those regions.
And briefly, is there any chance that the U.S. will be accountable for the deaths of these civilians?
No, because it would not be possible for the Afghan government to bring those who are responsible for the deaths of these civilians now to justice, because over the past 12 years, I remember that a large number of civilians have been killed in this country, and no one has been brought to book, and many here believe that it would not be very much likely now, because now the drawdown is coming very close, and many here believe that the next government or even the current government most likely signed the security agreement with Washington. If it happens, I don't think it would be possible to bring those who are responsible for the deaths of these civilians dead, because there would be an agreement to would stop the Afghan government to do that.
All right. Press News Fires Khorshid reporting from Kabul there. Thanks, Fires.